Welcome back to another episode of the KKLZ Morning Show.
Hey, turn it up!
With Mike O'Brien and Carla Ray.
Wednesday morning, 6:07. Will you be the person to find the world-famous Jingle Bell Rock, take home $10,000 and that $2,500 gift card from Aaron Layla Jewelers? We hide the rock on the 14th. Your first of three on-air clues. We'll have that for you a little bit after 8 o'clock. All the details on our website at 96.3kklz.com. But boy, what a night last night.
What a night, so to speak, huh?
What a Vegas golden night last night.
I know it. Jeez.
Beating up on the Caps physically, not only on the scoreboard, but physically. Just beating them up.
I think we have a team again.
You think?
Yeah, I do, man. Right. They're rough. Can I share this with you real quick? I did a little Christmas shopping yesterday. I was in Macy's.
Mm-hmm.
I was talking to the cashier, and some guy came over. Cute. He was cute, mid-30s maybe, and said, Are you Carla? I said, I am. Radio Carla?
Radio Carla.
Uh-huh. I said, I am. Oh, man. Well, gosh, you sound beautiful on the air. I said, oh, I didn't know where to go with that.
You sound gorgeous.
You sound beautiful. And he's looking at me a bit perplexed. And I thought, you know, I know what's coming. Let's not. Okay, just don't. I said, you know, you'd be surprised. A lot of people who do radio don't look the way they sound. So could I just finish? Could I get my stuff, please? Thank you.
We could just have this moment.
I know.
And move on. That would be perfect, wouldn't it?
That you're going to, you know, ask for my number or something like that.
See, when anybody does that to me, are you Mike O'Brien? It depends.
Yeah, why?
When did you meet me?
Who's asking? Yeah, exactly. Yeah, well, thank you.
If it was 30 years ago, it might not have been good.
Right.
Oh, yesterday. Okay,
That's what I wanted to say. Why? Did we sleep together? What?
Don't know.
Do I have your Springsteen shirt? What happened?
Mostly cloudy today. Going to be a little cloudy today, tomorrow, with a chance of rain, high in the mid to upper 50s.
Really?
It's about 41 outside right now. Carla will have her first take on some entertainment news coming up here in a bit.
Nobody wants to host the Oscars, but I think they have finally found a host.
All right, we'll find out more about that other stories after Journey and Wheel in the Sky.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah. It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Kevin Hart will be hosting the Oscars on February 24th. Now, up till now, they had no host. They couldn't get a host. That's like the kiss of death.
Mm-hmm.
So good luck, Kevin Hart, on probably your first and only time hosting the Oscars.
I can only take him in doses.
I think a lot of people. Do I think he'll do a good job? I think he will, but
yeah.
He says, I'm blown away simply because this has been a goal on my list for a long time. There are a lot of comedians, a lot of hosts who want to do it but don't want to do it. He says, I know my mom is smiling from ear to ear.
Oh, I bet.
So, and they kept saying, nobody wants to host. I put my hat in the ring. I said, I would do it. I don't care.
For the last three years.
I know it'll be one time, but because nobody, you know, they love you till you host the Oscars, then they hate you.
Yep.
Like, oh, she's terrible. That radio, Carla, was awful.
Mm-hmm.
When she looked horrid, she sounds good, but yeah, the sound. Mike, Law and Order, this sound. Right there. It sounds very simple, doesn't it? Well, apparently it's a combination of over 10 sounds. There's a gavel in there. There's a jail door slamming.
Really?
Yes.
Hold on, let me...
Yeah. And there are also, like, monks, Japanese monks, like, walking across a hardwood floor.
Hold on. Shh. Oh, yeah. No, hold on, let me take... Okay.
Yeah.
I don't hear the monks.
You feel the monks.
Oh, you feel the monks.
The guy who made it said he wanted to create the effect of a judge's gavel or a jail cell locking, but he didn't want to use actual sound effects. So he gathered all these sounds, did it electronically, and that's what he came up with. Wow, I hope he made some money off of that.
Good for him.
Listen, I'm just waiting on the monks. We need 500 of them, okay?
They air it probably about, what, 5-6 times during that show?
Yes. Yeah, they do. Man, wow. And chaos online earlier this week when someone noticed that Friends was going to leave Netflix at the start of 2019. Not so. Netflix, no. They said, it's okay. Show will be around through next year. But here's what we're finding out now. They had to shell out. They were paying about $30 million a year for Friends.
Yeah.
They're now going to pay somewhere between $70 and $100 million just to keep it going through 2019.
Wow. Is the show still that big?
It is that big. You know, we've had 17, 18-year-old interns come through here who know Netflix,
right.
You know, Friends through Netflix.
Huh.
So, yeah, I know it. I mean, it airs on a lot of things, but you can watch it from beginning to end on Netflix. So it will be around through next year. I mean, people were really upset about this. So
thank God.
Oh, thank God we can go into the new year knowing that, you know, Joey knows how everybody's doing, huh? Yeah,
perfect.
That is my painfully deep take for this hour.
6:31, those Hugh Jackman tickets. When and before you could buy them, going to be in town next July. We have those to give away. Tell you how to win those in about 6 minutes. John Schaefer here with news that we'll get to in just a couple of minutes. We have these tickets for Hugh Jackman. Before he can buy them, have a chance to win. He's, of course, going to be at the Grand Garden Arena, MGM Grand Garden Arena, in July. It's the man, the music, the show, world tour.
Yeah, this is a huge show. Mm-hmm. Is there anything this guy can't do?
Yeah.
I know, I hate him.
Same here. I know. And he's really good looking. God.
Yeah, that
you
doesn't
think?
Help.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, what are you even saying? Really? You
know, John,
like
I hate those
of
kind
thing.
Of guys.
You feel like that sort of thing.
And he's probably
know?
A good guy,
yeah.
too.
That's all I every interview I hear with him, and I'm hoping that we get him.
Yeah.
But he does. He sucks. He's just nice. He's good looking. He can act. He can sing. He can dance.
You can't have two of the four. You can sing. You can dance. You don't need to be good looking and be able to act also.
You can't be flat when you sing, you know? Jeez.
Or maybe just a douche.
Yes. Yeah, he's great. He's talented, but God, he's just a douche.
Yeah,
man.
I know.
Relax.
Oh, my God.
All right.
Oh, my God. Don't look now, but there's a ladder going behind you.
It's the corporate ladder.
Oh,
someone's
God.
Climbing the corporate
there's
ladder outside
being
the building.
Done on, like, literally on our building. Jeez, sorry about that.
All right, so here's how you have to win, or going to win. We have a medley of songs.
Yes.
They all have Jack in them.
Mm-hmm.
Simply identify by title all three songs in order.
Yeah.
Ninth caller, and you're a winner. How easy is that?
The Here's Jack medley.
The Jack medley.
There you go.
Here it is. All right, that's our Jack medley.
Oh, that's good.
Identify all three by title in order. Going to give it to you one more time. Here it is. All right, 702-739-9636. The phones are on hold right now. We'll get through news, traffic, and weather.
Right.
After that, look for caller number 9. Good luck. Giving you a chance to win those tickets for Hugh Jackman, our Jack medley.
Yep.
All you have to do is tell us the name of the songs in order by title. Here it is. Kevin, can you identify all three Jack songs by title in order?
Jack and Diane, Jackie Blue, Jumpin' Jack Flash.
You are
Bam, right.
Yeah. Right
on. Woo. Yeah.
Winner, winner.
Yes.
Be honest, who did you win the tickets for?
My wife and I.
Yeah, of course.
There you go.
I can't believe how many guys are calling in to win these tickets for their wives or girlfriends.
Yeah.
Do I dare take my wife to go see this guy?
I got news. Between Hugh Jackman and the Jack medley, I'm having dirty thoughts. I'm having very naughty thoughts this morning. Man.
You know what? I think it's a win-win situation for you.
Carla, maybe I'll take you.
Uh-oh. Whoa.
Kevin, I'm in, man. I am in.
If we can't break up at least one marriage a month.
Yeah. Jeez.
You got the tickets. You're going to see Hugh Jackman, MGM Grand Garden Arena. These tickets don't even go on sale until Friday. You already have a pair. It's happening July 13th. These tickets are from the Cal Air Cooling and Heating Prize Closet. Thank you for listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show. And by the way, go ahead, give it a Go Knights Go.
Go Knights Go.
Will you be the one? Will you be the one to find the world-famous Jingle Bell Rock when we hide it? December 14th. Just start collecting all the clues. Your first of three coming up a little bit after 8 o'clock, about an hour from now.
Yeah.
All right, got details on that coming up soon.
Okay.
Partly cloudy today, 55 the high. Chance of rain tomorrow.
Oh.
High of only 54. It's about 41 now. We were talking about the Knights. Big win last night. You said, and we'll talk more about this when we get to a few things we think you should know, but they won last night.
Ryan Reeves is trending on Twitter just above Cardi B now.
Are you serious?
That's huge news. That's huge.
Wow.
Cardi B.
All right, more on that.
Tell you why.
Plus a few other things we think you should know as you head off to work or school. Do that after Bon Jovi, Living on a Prayer. Here you go. Just a few things we think you should know as you head off to work or school this morning.
Well, I mentioned just a few minutes ago that Ryan Reeves is trending on Twitter big time.
I bet.
But just above Cardi B. Now, she's trending because she's divorcing Offset. That's her husband's name.
Oh.
Offset. And she announced it with her shirt off. So that's... Well, she's trending, so I have to do
something. She just took off her shirt, so...
Yeah, but you can't see everything.
Oh.
You can almost, you know, see, but, you know... So I hope that Nate Schmidt is right under Cardi B, well, on Twitter, and maybe he should take his shirt off or...
Wait a second, so trending...
Have his wife or girlfriend.
Trending right now, Ryan Reeves,
mm-hmm.
Cardi B,
uh-huh.
And Nate Schmidt?
And Nate Schmidt, yeah. Nate Schmidt is trending on Twitter, big time. Yeah, I know. It's amazing what you find out. If you just get on Twitter and see what's trending, you pretty much know what's going on.
That scares me.
And yeah. Oh, yeah. No kidding, Mike.
Well, I just found out about Instagram, so.
Yeah. About
I asked Carly yesterday.
Instagram, was that a
I know I have it.
Chocolate, you put it in milk? What is that? Yeah, it's like, here, you go here.
Instagram cracker.
I just want to put something on there. Well, you got to put a picture. You got to use a picture.
Oh.
What?
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
Listen, there's a couple of things that I want to get to. The NFL looking for ideas now on how to improve punts.
What?
Punts. How to improve punts so that they're safer, there are less penalties. They apparently don't have any ideas, so they have turned to crowdsourcing. They're asking people for ideas.
Oh.
On how to improve
punts.
Oh,
I see. Not how to kick them, but how to receive
how
them.
Yes,
okay,
exactly.
Okay, well, you know
exactly.
What? Don't have anybody back there.
Well, that might be. There. You
could just let the ball bounce.
You can write in, Mike. You can do that. I'm going to get all the info. But, yeah, they want the community to just pitch in. They want
the big problem.
The people, to pitch in. And, listen, if you're a runner, and I do run several times a week, lifting weights, way better for your heart than running, apparently.
I told you.
Keep that in mind next time you do neither, people. Just keep that in mind. And it's National Blue Jeans Day, people.
Oh,
we've all got them on, don't we?
No, we don't.
Oh, you don't. You have
sweats on. I wore shorts.
Oh, you wore shorts today, huh?
Yeah, wore
really?
Shorts.
You know, it's like 40 degrees out. Okay,
I know.
Just checking. Women say, like half of all women say, finding the perfect pair of jeans is more stressful than moving. By the way, more stressful than moving. And women over 50 say that is the most stressful clothing buy experience you can have.
I hate shopping for jeans or clothes in general.
Yeah.
Only because I'm not that guy that I could just try it on and go.
You're not an off the rack guy. Yeah. Yeah.
There's a couple of people in our building that are like that.
Jeez,
and everything looks good on them.
I know.
And I'm not. I'll just put it this way, because you have a longer inseam than I do.
Yes.
I have to have my shorts hemmed.
Oh, see.
So when I go out and buy jeans, they have to be big around the waist,
right.
Short in the leg.
Right.
And
see,
I know we have big and tall stores, but we don't have short and stumpy.
No, because I can buy petites. They don't. My dad asked me that once. I was wearing sweats. My dad said, How do those fit you so well, Carly? I said, I have to buy petites, Dad. How come I don't have petites? How come I can't get them? Because my dad had the same. He had short legs.
Right.
How come I can't buy petites? I said, well, yeah, you're right. They're petite guys. It is Wednesday, but I got a few things you should know.
Mike and Carla Morning Show, 7:30, half past the hour. You know, we had a great holiday party.
We did.
There was one thing missing, though. One thing missing.
Oh, okay.
We're going to talk about that here in a few minutes. I don't know if you guys do it at yours, but Scorps, Rock You Like a Hurricane. You know, we had our holiday party last week, and it was great. It was fabulous.
It was a lot of fun.
But we didn't do the Secret Santa for the first time in how long?
No. we did not. We have always done the Secret Santa. That's right.
Now, we had a bunch of stuff that they handed out, and everything was cool.
Yeah, some great prizes, but I didn't. I got to be honest, I don't know that I missed it.
Yeah, I never participated.
Yeah, I did a few years, and I...
What a bunch of...
I kept getting that bottle of Jack Daniels.
Switch with you. You like, never put it up for grabs.
It's the one thing I don't really drink, you know? And it was like, can I...
She doesn't drink Jack.
I know. Nobody has just a fun mug.
But there's
something.
Always that one gift that gets passed around, and then somebody thinks, I want to keep it.
Yes.
Then you got to bring it back next year.
Right.
But here's my question.
Re-gifted at the
right. Mm-hmm. What's the weirdest thing you've ever got, you know, at a Secret Santa party?
Right.
A lot of families do it, too. Big families do it.
Yeah.
The Secret Santa.
I got news. I have mentioned this. I had mentioned this years ago. I still don't even know what it is that I got. I can't even explain. It's like a clear, you know, like the water bottle, clear. It looked like a penny loafer.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And it had like a liquid inside of it, and there were pennies in it.
Right.
And it would move. I think it might have been a paperweight.
Yeah.
But I got...
That's like the best Secret Santa gift ever.
Yeah.
And you don't know what
it
is.
I have no idea. And everybody, what is it? It's like, I don't know.
The one year I was at a friend's house and they did it, and I got this James Brown dancing mannequin doll.
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, there you go.
And I took it back and somebody took it.
Mm-hmm.
And then he died, and now it's worth a lot of money. But you press the red button, and he sings out, I feel good, and he moves his arms
and
stuff. That's
cool. I got a Harley Santa. Santa, you know, I mean, dead or alive, that should be worth something. I still have it. He's on a Harley.
Anybody else? Friends. I got nothing. None of this stuff ever happened.
Sorry,
I've never
John.
Even been to Christmas parties.
Well, you're from Pennsylvania.
Might be lucky.
It's pretty Amish. We don't celebrate the holidays.
That's right. The Amish don't celebrate.
What's the weirdest Secret Santa gift you ever got at a party? 702-739-9636. Talking about Secret Santa parties and those gifts, the weird gifts. Now, a lot of times you go to a party and you have a Secret Santa and you walk away with something really cool.
Get something really cool.
But there's always that one gift.
Yeah, there's always that one. Now, somebody wrote in, the best or worst, I guess, Secret Santa was embroidered toilet paper. How do you embroider toilet paper? And are you going to use it if it's all embellished?
No.
Shawnee got a live lobster.
What?
Live lobster, Mike. Which I guess, you know, if you like lobster, you can take that home and cook it up. I don't know how long it's been sitting in the wrapping paper, but okay. Now, Tim says, it was a white elephant. I happened to go for the one that was wrapped in foil.
Uh-huh.
I thought, well, what could this be? It was fruit, like three pieces of fruit. It's all it was.
See, there's the good, the bad, and the ugly.
Oh, my gosh. Now, somebody else said, I got a great white elephant a couple of years back. I got an iPad. How cool is that?
Really?
I don't know who you worked for, but yeah.
And a Secret Santa?
Yeah, I'd have taken that and stuffed it down my pants so nobody could say, yeah, I want that.
And walked out real quick.
Know. Yeah, no, I didn't get that. I didn't know.
Barb, what about you?
I received a blow-up girl for my inappropriate gift for Christmas.
Are you serious?
I was trying to graciously give it back.
Yeah. Well, or no.
No one wanted it. Go imagine that. And the person who gave it said, I thought it was for one of the guys.
That's the thing.
I don't know that I've ever had anything close.
Yeah, that's the thing with Secret Santa. You don't always know who's going to get that gift.
Not to mention, as she said, she tried to give it back graciously.
Yeah.
You don't do that, like, in public or in front of everybody.
No.
You try and give it back behind closed doors.
You do. But with Secret Santa, you can steal.
Oh.
You can steal as well,
right.
Remember? You can say, I want that. So
instead
I'm surprised,
of this.
Yeah. I'm surprised the CEO didn't come over there, honey, and say, I think I'm
woo-hoo. Well, not in front of everybody.
Yeah, I know.
That's my point.
Well, later.
Yeah. Like on the way to the bathroom or something.
Right.
Hey, is that blow-up doll?
Wow.
I'll actually take that from you.
Blow-up doll.
If you want the set of wine glasses.
Yeah, I know. Exactly. I have a Starbucks gift card if you want that, right?
Bill, what about you? What happened?
Well, 2 years ago, my girlfriend, her family does like a white elephant, Secret Santa, whatever you want to call it.
Right. Yeah.
Well, my nephew opens up gets a box, shakes it and everything, because you're supposed to try and guess what it is. Nobody can guess what this box was. He opened it up, and it's a live tarantula. And then they started, because you could swap your gift for somebody else's, they started trying to swap for that spider.
Somebody really?
That's for sure.
Wow.
Wow. I would have swapped that spider for the blow-up doll.
Yes.
I totally would have swapped for the blow-up
All of a
girl.
Sudden, you know, I started in radio, they did an hour of Trading Post.
Right.
At noon.
I love
it was on an AM station.
Where was this?
In Phoenix.
Okay.
It was a religious station, of all places. And you'd say, hey, caller one has a dresser, but she's actually looking for a dining room set.
That'd be a great Trading Post, Mike.
Got a blow-up doll for a tarantula. Man. You know what? I'm surprised people didn't trade for the blow-up girl.
Wow. Yeah, exactly.
But that's just me. Will you be the one to find the world-famous Jingle Bell Rock? $10,000, not to mention that $2,500 gift card from Aaron Layla Jewelers we have to give away. Details coming up soon. By the way, don't forget, tonight, 6 to 7, 1 hour only, the second piece of that five-piece puzzle being handed out at the Silverton Shady Grove Lounge. What are you doing over there?
I'm switching to Christmas music.
Thank you.
Because you're doing Jingle Bell Rock.
All right. Partly cloudy today and tomorrow, maybe even a chance of rain. High in the mid to high 50s. About 42. If you hear the rumblings outside our studio, that's people working on the roof.
Are they ever? I'm afraid we're going to fall through.
There seems to be leaks in the building. What? Now I know why.
Yeah, none of us are getting any younger. Oh, you mean the... Okay, yes, I got it. No, I got you. Okay. Sorry about that.
So that's what that is.
Wow.
Carla, we'll have another take on some entertainment news coming up here in a bit.
Yeah, you know what? I have a new date for you on a concert that you may have thought you were missing out on.
All right, more on that and other stories after Cheap Trick.
Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell rock.
It's time, my friends. Pull out the Jingle Bell Rock Journal. It is time for your first clue of the day. If you see Ringo, you won't be yelling bingo. I love that. I don't know who writes these. If you see Ringo, you won't be yelling bingo. Love it. Listen, beginning December 14th. December 14th. You be the first one to find that Jingle Bell Rock. Return it to us here at the station. You will be the winner of $10,000 from Silverton Casino Hotel and 96.3 KKLZ. Next clue, of course, Wendy Rush will have at 1 o'clock this afternoon. But right now, listen up. Listen again. If you see Ringo, you won't be yelling bingo. Now, be sure to visit the Silverton Rewards Club for a new written clue posted each weekday. And, of course, you can download the free KKLZ app if you haven't done it already. Or, if you need more info, very simply go to 96.3KKLZ.com.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah. It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3KKLZ.
Well, announcement for you, Justin Timberlake fans, ticket holders, hang on, because he has confirmed a new date for his Man of the Woods tour. That will be Friday, March 8th, 2019.
Yay.
Friday, March 8th. Yep, it is confirmed. Hopefully he will be doing better, obviously, by then.
Better be.
But yeah, I know. March 8th. That is a Friday, of course. T-Mobile Arena. Mark that on your calendar if you have those tickets and you hung on to them. Good. Good for you. Forbes magazine released their 15th annual Most Powerful Women's List. German Chancellor Angela Merkel topped the list, followed by British Prime Minister Minister Theresa May, Bill Gates' wife Melinda, number 6, Oprah down at 20.
What?
She's down at number 20.
Really?
Yeah, most powerful. That's pretty powerful, though. I'd like 20? To be 100. I'd put me on any. Yeah. Yeah, that's pretty good. That's
coming in at 100 is Carla Ray.
And me, who?
Most powerful woman in the world.
Exactly. Hey, most tweeted about athletes. All the lists come out this time of year. Most tweeted about athletes for 2018. LeBron James, Colin Kaepernick, Kobe Bryant, Kyrie Irving, and Tom Brady.
Oh.
They top that tweet list. Yeah.
Okay.
And Billboard has named Drake their top artist of the year. They have like almost 200 lists. Billboard magazine, top 100, top 200, top country, all of them. Top new artist, she was trending today. That'd be Cardi B.
T-shirt on or off?
She, you know what? I think either. I think she'll trend either way. Either something she said, did, or didn't wear.
Is she hot?
I don't find her hot, but a lot of people find her hot. Top Billboard 200 album. Of the Billboard 200 album charts, Taylor Swift's Reputation. That was number one. So Taylor Swift still raking in the big bucks, by God. You know what? Whoever her next victim boyfriend is, going to be very lucky. That is my painfully deep take for this hour.
You were talking about Liz in the entertainment news.
Yes.
Billboard came out with their released 185 year-end charts.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. They have tons of them.
Number five, this for this year.
Right.
And I haven't heard of it. Well, one I've heard of.
Well, that's why I didn't go further down on the list much.
Rockstar at number five. Number four, Havana. By Camila Cabello.
Camila Cabello.
With Young Thug.
Camila Cabello, yeah. Havana. Nah.
Yeah, I've heard of that song.
Okay, there you go.
Meant to Be. I guess that's a country song. God.
Yeah, yes, that's BB Rexha and Florida Georgia Line.
Perfect, at number two.
I have to find a song,
by Ed Sheeran. And this is the number one song.
Yeah.
This is Drake, who fared very well in every list.
Mm-hmm.
This is Drake and the number one song for this year, God's Plan.
Yeah.
God's Plan. God's Plan. I hold back sometimes I won't. I feel good sometimes I don't.
Like Drake.
Number one song.
Can I play you just a minute of the number one country song? Everybody, this is why I loathe country.
Okay? Number one country song?
Yeah, Tequila, Dan and Shay.
Oh.
Yeah. Baby.
Okay.
When I taste tequila, honey.
That's good.
Sorry, people. I'm not. I can't. That's the best country song of the year.
No, I don't think so.
No, that was number one.
No, I understand that, but I don't think it is.
That's why I like you, and that's why we're friends, because you agree with me on that.
And we have other friends in low places. I think that should have been number one, but it's an old song.
Yes.
All right, Hootie and the Blowfish.
Okay.
Bare Naked Ladies coming to town, and we have those tickets to give away, and being Wednesday, you know what it is?
Kazookie-okie Wednesday.
We're going to do that in about 6 minutes.
What's the matter with the clothes I'm wearing? Can't you tell that your tie's too wide?
So we have a Hootie and the Blowfish, Bare Naked Lady tickets to give away. This is going to be a fun show. It's going to be at the T-Mobile Arena June 22nd. Tickets go on sale this Friday. But you have a chance to win a pair before you can even buy them from the Calair Cooling and Heating Prize Closet.
Okay.
It's another segment of Kazookie-okie Wednesday. I think that's one of our best.
I think it's pretty darn good. I think it's really good.
I'd release that as the first single.
Hello. Maybe
now, I know that could be any Hootie song.
Well, it could be.
But it does have a title. All you have to do is name that song we're playing on our kazoos by our title. By title.
Yeah. It sounds like him when he's singing anyway. That's what his lyrics sound like.
And that's the magic of Hootie and the Blowfish.
And we all joke. I freaking love Hootie and the Blowfish.
Yeah.
I'm
going
to go to that concert. But it sounds the same
on
a lot of his songs.
Got the phone lines on hold as we do. We normally get through news, traffic, and weather. And then starting after that, look for caller number 9. You want it one more time? Yes, you do.
Yes, you do.
Here it is. Title starting with caller number 9. Good luck. Giving you a chance to win those tickets before you can buy them. Hootie and the Blowfish, Bare Naked Ladies, with another segment of Kazookie-okie Wednesday. Genevieve, can you identify by title that song We're playing on our kazoos.
Hold my hand.
I think so. Yes, it was.
Of course it is.
I know.
That's awesome. You knew it right off the bat, didn't you?
Yep.
Yeah, well, I would hope so because it was pretty darn good.
Right, it was great. As soon as you said Hootie, I was like, oh, I know that song.
Yes.
Right on. Okay.
Genevieve, you got tickets before you could even buy them. Hootie and the Blowfish, Bare Naked Ladies, T-Mobile Arena, June 22nd. Tickets go on sale this Friday, but guess what? Haha, you already have a pair.
That's my birthday.
Awesome.
Right on. That's so cool.
I'm so excited. Thank you.
Well, thank you for listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show. And give us your Go Knights Go.
Go Knights Go.
It's Mike and Carla's other news.
Here's some of the other news we think you should be aware of. It has been brought to my attention, Carla. We've been eating hamburgers all wrong.
Yeah, what's up with that?
There's a tweet going viral right now that says we should be eating them upside down with the bun, of course. So the top of the bun, which is bigger, the thinking is it'll absorb the juices, condiments, and stuff like that, do a better job of keeping the burger from falling apart or dripping. So you flip it over.
Okay, but it's floppier, generally, the top one. I don't know. I know. They were going nuts over that.
How you eat a hamburger.
It went viral. That question went viral. I know. You eat it. You open your mouth and you eat it.
I'm going to try it like that. But see, I don't like condiments or anything. I just like cheese, a plain cheeseburger.
Oh, well, then you don't fit into that.
No, it doesn't bother me. I can eat it this way or that way.
Yeah. Yet again, Mike, you don't fit in.
Thank you.
All right.
And my brother, after catechism, we'd come home and we'd get to stop at a McDonald's for lunch every Saturday. Got to wait for Mike because he has a special order.
Oh, well.
Plain cheeseburger.
But whose hamburger was hot?
Yes, and fresh.
I know. Yeah,
thank you.
That's right.
Landscaper in Connecticut recently seduced a coworker getting naked while they were on the job. He covered himself in maple syrup.
Yeah, that works every time.
She joined in because she brought blueberry jelly. But then I guess she draws the line at video. She found out that he was videoing.
He was videotaping?
Yeah. And then she said, went to the cops.
That was a big production. I probably would have videotaped as well. Jeez.
The guy's been arrested now.
Anyone who puts syrup all over himself, you know, keep the video, dude.
Listen, I brought maple syrup. You have blueberry. And she's like, oh, all right, this is hot. Wait a second.
Well,
you're videoing?
No. Yeah, first of all, it's not hot. It's just a big diabetic coma is what it is. That's not good at all. Wow. Mary Wickenbach, Unity, Maine. She's selling moose poop artwork for the holidays. Now, we've heard about this.
The earrings,
before.
Right?
She has everything. She's got earrings. She's got ornaments, Mike. She's got necklaces, artwork, all sorts of artwork, clocks.
Mm-hmm.
Picture frame, she's got all of them. They're all around $40 to $50 or so. So, I mean, if you want something kind of unique for the holidays.
That Secret Santa.
Yes,
exactly. We were talking about that earlier.
What is this? Is this a wood? A unique wood? No, it's poop. It's just moose poop.
Yeah.
I just go behind him, I pick it up, and look what I recycle. That's what I do.
Here, let me put it on you, the necklace.
No, I can put it on myself. Thank you. I'm good. So good. And a woman who...
And earrings.
I know. You got a whole set right there. You got a whole set. Hold on. Put the belt on. Put the belt on. Woman who wishes to remain anonymous says her... I can't imagine why. Her Tinder date recently asked her to dress in black for their first date.
Oh.
She thought, well, this might be kind of cool. Well, he took her to the crematorium for the service for his late grandmother.
Oh, that's too bad.
She thought she was going on a really romantic date, you know, wear black.
Yeah.
But he said, no, you know, I just really needed someone to come to this thing with me. And I thought if I told you, you wouldn't go with me.
By the way, I have maple syrup in my pocket.
Yes, exactly. You don't want maple syrup at a crematorium.
No, that
you don't want that. That'd get ashy.
Yeah, that's,
you don't need
it'll
that.
It'll stick to you.
Don't need that. That's okay. It's my grandmother. It's Wednesday. That's your other news.
Every morning we wrap up the show with a feel-good story and a feature we call...
Tell me something good.
He's 8 years old. His name is Dane Best. He lives in Severance, Colorado. This is about an hour north of Denver. So for the past 98 years, they've had an illegal ban. They've had a ban on snowball fights. The law stated you could not throw objects at people, animals, or property. probably more about throwing rocks. No one ever had been arrested for throwing a snowball, but you couldn't do it. Technically, it was against the law. So on Monday, Dane showed up to a city council meeting. He had his little bow tie on. Gave a very impassioned 3-minute speech on why the law was unjust. He said kids need to be outside. They need to be getting exercise. We have a problem with obesity in our country, and this isn't helping. And in the end, the city council, they said, you know what? They voted unanimously to overturn the law. Bunch of other kids there with their parents, they were yelling and cheering. Then the mayor presented Dane with 2 snowballs. Outside, he and his 4-year-old brother threw the first legal snowballs in the town's history.
Wow.
At each other.
That's a great story.
You can change things, people. You really can.
Doesn't matter how old you are.
No, it doesn't. It's the cutest story. I love it.
We used to put rocks in our snowballs.
Yeah, I know. We
When we got serious.
Yeah.
Because our block was against the other block.
Right.
You come into our block.
It was the Jets and the Sharks.
Yeah.
Is that what it was?
That's a great story. If you have a feel-good story, we want to hear about it. Just submit it through the Mike and Carla Morning Show page at 96.3kklz.com. All right.
You got it? You got your stuff?
Jeez. It's only Wednesday?
Yeah, it's only Wednesday.
All right. Well, before we kick off the 96-minute morning music marathon, sponsored by the good people over at Clark County Credit Union, they have auto loans as low as 2.49%. Just visit opencccu.com for details. Check that out, and keep in mind, anything you missed on the morning show, catch up, keep up by downloading a condensed version of this morning show, plus entertainment news, interviews, and more on the Mike and Carla Morning Show page. Wendy Rush coming in next. Does she have more? She has
Gwen Stefani.
Tickets for Gwen Stefani.
Gwen Stefani tickets. Hello.
At about 11:40, so be listening for your chance to win those. She'll keep you company throughout the workday otherwise. You have a great day. Be careful. Be safe. Be kind to each other. We're back tomorrow morning, bright and early at 5 a.m.
You've been listening to the KKLZ Morning Show.
You guys have a great day. I love listening to your show.
With Mike O'Brien and Carla Ray.
You guys sound amazing. Thank you so much for getting up so early and coming and doing this today.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.